Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today. In this edition of the Sports Break, we cover the top events in sports history, along with the players and athletes that were part of them for August 12th. As a bonus, we place a jersey number worn at the time as the athlete as well. We have some great things coming up today. Be sure to listen all the way through on your Sports Break August 12th, coming up in just a moment. Now it's time to take a Sports Break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great sports history. We have a little sports break for you here for the great events of August 12th, the great players that accomplished them, and the uniform numbers that they were wearing at the time. Those jersey numbers we're going to talk about today are 6, 7, 30, 16, 3, 8, 53, 1, 11, 14, 18, and number 48. Let's get started. On August 12th, 1963, Stan Musial, the longtime number 6 of the St. Louis Cardinals, announced that he would retire at the end of the season. Stan, the man, came up into the Redbird organization in 1941, helped the franchise earn 3 World Series titles while becoming a 3-time league MVP and taking home 7 batting titles during his Hall of Fame career. August 12, 1964, Mickey Mantle, number 7 of the New York Yankees, pounded 2 home runs over the wall of Yankee Stadium, and that's special in and of itself. But it's even more spectacular when one finds out that he hit 1 from each side of the plate. It was a switch hit home run record, as Mantle did it for the 10th time in his career and the final time in one single game. It's amazing to think that Mantle always said he was better right-handed hitter than he put more out of the park from the left side, though, of the plate. August 12, 1965, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club Incorporated applied for the National League franchise after the city's former team, the Braves, left for Atlanta. August 12, 1974, Nolan Ryan, number 30, struck out 19 batters and walked only 2 as the California Angels doubled up the Boston Red Sox 4-2. August 12, 1974, the New York Yankees' Mickey Mantle, number 7, and Whitey Ford, number 16, became the first teammates inducted into the Hall of Fame on the same day. August 12, 1984, Harmon Killebrew wore that number 3, Rick Farrell, number 8, Don Drysdale with that famous number 53, Pee Wee Reese with the number 1 jersey, and Louis Aparicio, number 11, were all inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. August 12, 1985, Baltimore Orioles' Wayne Gross, number 14, and Larry Sheets, wearing that number 18 jersey, were the 6th pair to hit consecutive pinch-hit home runs in Major League Baseball history. August 12, 1986, the American League had a designated hitter since January 11, 1973 decision at the league's meetings. What makes this day so amazing is that the Boston Red Sox pitcher, Tim Lawlor, number 48, got a pinch hit single in that game. So pretty amazing stuff there. Some great history on August 12th, as you can see. If you want more history, go to sportshistorynetwork.com or go to our website, jerseydispatch.com, to look at the transcript of this particular day and look at all the days of the year where you would like. And, you know, we have some great articles on there too. And if you want more on the football side of things, well, go to the pigskindispatch.com. We have different articles coming out there every day too. And don't forget about our Pigskin Dispatch podcast if you aren't familiar with it already. And like we said, sportshistorynetwork.com, there's 27 different podcasters that are just, you know, podcasting their little hearts out to bring you some great sports history. And it's always good, it's always family friendly, and there's thousands of hours there to listen to. sportshistorynetwork.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.